Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, Congressman Derek Van Orden holds a religious liberty roundtable with some area faith leaders following an anti-ICE protest that interrupted a service at City's Church in St. Paul last month, leading to some arrests. Also, not one but two awards for Toni Matson of Trinity Equestrian Center in Eau Claire. We'll hear from her. And Lou and Ann Racine talk with us about their upcoming six-week forgiveness workshop that they'll be leading in Eau Claire starting February 25th. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. For starters, on January 18th, an anti-ICE protest interrupted a service at City's Church in St. Paul. The group protesting a pastor with ties to Immigration Enforcement, or ICE, faces federal charges for violating the FACE Act. That was in the mind of Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden when he and his team convened a religious liberty roundtable held at Burt Street Baptist Church in Eau Claire yesterday afternoon. Some 15 or so faith leaders were able to introduce themselves to Van Orden and express their concerns, after which I asked why he called the meeting.
Religious freedom is incredibly important. And oftentimes, as Christians and Jews, we feel very intimidated. And the things that took place in Minneapolis a little bit ago, it's against federal law. And when you break into a house of worship, whatever that house of worship is, a mosque, a synagogue, church, cathedral, it's unlawful. And we have to stop that.
Van Orden says,
I want people here in the third and Wisconsin, generally in the United States, to understand that Congress is taking this very, very seriously. So to be able to come up to Eau Claire and get together a bunch of faith leaders and lay people and tell them that, you know, we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we can worship freely, it's very important for me to do that as a member of Congress.
Van Orden says the faith leaders represent their congregants.
They need to know that if someone breaks into their church or synagogue or mosque, that they're going to be held accountable. So these people are responsible for the spiritual well-being of their folks, but it's very difficult to have people come to church if they're concerned about somebody breaking in during a service. And so they express concerns to me. We've got them. And the Attorney General and Attorney General, Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, and the Director of the FBI are my friends. And so I hope nothing like that happens here in Wisconsin, but if it does, it'll be dealt with swiftly.
Earlier this week, it was announced Van Orden had secured over $22 million for his third congressional district for various projects, including critical water and sewer infrastructure in Cuba City and Viola, and also secured some $10 million for Eau Claire County to reconstruct County Road T.
I've made it my purpose to make sure that the 3rd Congressional District is not ignored by the federal government. And we've been radically successful bringing projects back here that have been brought to us by municipalities. So I think the municipalities should be telling the federal government what they need. I don't think the federal government should be telling municipalities what you're going to get.
Also, on Friday of this week, I spoke with Toni Matson of Trinity Equestrian Center in Eau Claire. So, Volume 1 came out this week with their Best of the Chippewa Valley reader results for 2026, and a lot of different categories, and two of them apply to you. And so, Let's go ahead and start with the one that we were scheduling this for, and then there was another nice surprise. So, go ahead.
That sounds great, Mark. Yeah, Trinity won the runner-up for best place to volunteer, which is so cool. So cool. And Mark, you know us so well that there's so many of our programs that could never be done, or at least to the degree and the volume that we do them, if we didn't have a great, great bunch of volunteers. And we're at a point now where some of our programs are growing at such a pace that we're really struggling because we don't have enough volunteers. So when this came out and it really kind of shined a light on our volunteer program, that was such a blessing because we've already started to get people who are tuning in and saying, hey, I didn't know you needed volunteers. I can do that. What do I have to do? Where do I have to go? And all of that. So, you know, it's been a journey, and just having people with the same heart that we do, literally walking alongside of us, is irreplaceable. It's invaluable. It's such a blessing.
Yeah, that's fantastic. About how many volunteers would you say you currently have?
I believe we're sitting at about 70, somewhere in that neighborhood. And we could use, probably 20 more. And the cool thing, Mark, is that people who are interested in volunteering, first of all, they can go to our website, and that's trinity-ec.com. And they don't need any horse experience. They just have to have a heart to, you know, want to help. We trained everybody. Even if you came in with some horse experience, you got to learn our horses. You got to learn the way that we do our work and our therapy and such. So it's really open to anybody who has a heart that they just want to walk along with and help and really be part of the transformations. Because, you know, we hear from people that, wow, we read what's going on out there and, you know, great how you're helping people. But I always say, you know what, if you're a volunteer, you don't just hear about it. You actually are helping make that happen. You're in it right up to your eyeballs. And you get to see the smiles and you get to hear the comments from parents and family members that, you know, we don't broadcast that. That's private. But if you're in that program, you're right next to that. You get to live it. It's really cool.
That's fantastic. If somebody is interested in volunteering, what do they do?
They can go to trinity-ec.com and look in the upper right-hand corner. You're going to see a button that says Get Involved. You click on that. You fill out a little bit of a, you know, fill-in-the-blank kind of thing, and then our beautiful, wonderful volunteer coordinator, Denna, will get back to you, and she'll welcome you in. There's a bit of an orientation just to kind of get the lay of the land, and you'll be up and running.
Fantastic. And so that's what you had kind of given me a heads up about, that you couldn't tell me what, but you said, hey, could we schedule an interview for, as we're recording this, on Friday, February 6th, but a surprise that you got,
yes.
And a great honor is that you were voted in this Volume 1 poll as the favorite local author. Congratulations.
Thank you. Man, Mark, honestly, well, I told you when we talked a little bit ago that, you know, I knew that I was nominated, which in and of itself is an incredible honor and very humbling. And, you know, and I never was involved in this before, so I had no idea what Volume 1's process is. And, of course, I didn't hear. And I thought, okay, that's great. No big deal. You know, that was just really fabulous to be nominated. Well, then I found out that I was actually chosen as their favorite, which is amazing. Never in a million. And I'm just really grateful that people, I think, embraced the book and the content and how God operates and the cool things horses do. And quite honestly, you know, I was the passenger on that. So I'm just so grateful. It's amazing. I'm just so, so grateful.
And the book is Unlikely Recruits, How God Enlists Horses to Help Veterans. We talked with you many times through the years with you helping military veterans finding their healing from PTSD. But now I was at your wonderful event this fall. It was really a terrific event. I mean, fantastic. So impressive.
Thank you.
And kind of expanding out the vision, not forgetting the veterans, but recognizing, hey, people who deal with trauma care, helping in our emergency care services, they could use some of this too, right?
Absolutely. Yes, we are very eagerly and aggressively expanding our veteran wellness program into including the first responders and their families as well. So fire, law, dispatch, you know, you name it, frontline healthcare. Because, you know, that's as traumatic, if not more, on a daily basis that can be than some of our veterans that have experienced it. So we just want to open the gate wider and include everybody. And I got to say, Mark, you have been on this road with us, on this journey from the get-go. I mean, we're in our 17th year of doing these services, and next year will be our 25th anniversary. My friend, you have been along for this ride.
I know.
Very long time. So all of the conversations we've had, all of the interviews that we've had, your visits out have paved the way for this. Oh. And I just want to say thank you because you played such an important part. Your voice is heard all over and it's valued. Oh. And for us to be, you know, wrapped up in that in the best of way, it's been a journey, but it's been just incredible.
Well,
incredible. So I just thank you.
Well, you're one of the best for sure, Tony. What you do with excellence, and it's a privilege to have known you before you guys even bought the ranch. So,
isn't that crazy?
That's how far back we go. So, again,
I know.
And I'm just going to ask this, and I don't know how much you can say, but some books get made into movies. Might that ever happen with Unlikely Recruits?
Ooh. Did you hear a rumor there,
Bart? I did.
That might be. Yes, actually, we are in the final stages of a negotiation between my book agent and the movie production company for a production agreement. And I'm praying that we will have something to officially announce in the next coming months. But it's absolutely in the works. And
what kind of movie would it be? Would it be documentary or what?
Well, yeah, when I went to Nashville and pitched it to the International Christian Media Association, actually 3 years ago now, that's what my vision for it was a documentary. But the production company that picked us up has a little bit of a different view on that. They want to involve actual veterans, and of course it'll be filmed at the ranch and then some, but I don't know. It sounds like they're actually looking at more as a full-featured piece, and I don't exactly know how that would look, but I don't know. It'll be an interesting thing. Oh my gosh, Mark, nothing like stepping out of your world into a world very much unknown to me, but it's going to be a ride. We'll see how this all works, but they're wonderful people. I am so blessed. The book company, the literary company that represents me is all Christians, and they are amazing. And the production company that picked us up is also a Christian organization. Go figure, right? God would have it no other way.
Hmm. So we'll have to, the question then is, who's going to play Tony Matson?
Not Tony Matson, I can tell you that.
Yeah, right.
I can tell you that.
Yeah.
So, well, it'll be quite the thing. The movie makers have said that they're already in conversations with some actors and actresses who are veterans. So I think that's their goal, is to have the people who actually play those roles to be authentically cut from that same cloth. So I think that's really cool.
Well, it sounds fantastic. And I could see it as, I mean, a documentary would be interesting, but I think in terms of a feature length film that tells a story, and there's so many great stories to tell. So Tony, a lot of excitement there at Trinity. Congratulations, favorite local author and runner-up in terms of best place to volunteer in the Chippewa Valley. And we'll be waiting to hear from you for the update on the book becoming a movie.
That sounds great, Mark. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Tony Matson of Trinity Equestrian Center in Eau Claire. And finally, in our closing segment this week, I spoke earlier in the week with Lou and Ann Racine, who are inviting you to a six-week forgiveness workshop that they'll be leading starting February 25th. They say the workshop is for people who've been hurt and have been struggling with let go of anger, and for those who want to deepen their ability to experience God's forgiveness and give it to others. There's no cost for the seminar, which is going to be 6 to 7:30 in the evening, February 25th, March 4th, March 11th and 25th, April 8th and April 15th in the Oak Room in the lower level of the Immaculate Conception Elementary School at 1703 Sherwin Avenue in Eau Claire. I asked Lou to give us an overview.
You know, a lot of research has been done about how huge it is and how big it is for our happiness, well-being to have satisfying close relationships. And yet it is in those relationships, typically family and friends, where we experience our most painful wrongs and inflict wrongs on others as well. And, you know, it's in those relationships where we feel ourselves becoming so angry so often. And a passage that's been very powerful for me is Ephesians 4, 26 and 27, which describes holding on to anger as giving room for the devil to cause trouble. And it reads like this: if you become angry, do not let your anger lead you into sin, and do not stay angry all day. Don't give the devil a chance. And for me, it's like, that sounds scary, especially that last verse, because it is scary. A huge part of forgiving wrongs is letting go of anger, letting go of our resentments and our grudges, that feeling of just anger that smolders inside of us for a long time, or it can do that. And research has shown that holding on to anger longer than we need to take a positive action, like protecting ourselves or someone else, is in fact harmful to our health. So forgiving wrongs includes letting go of our anger against the wrongdoer. And the Bible is very clear about it, right? It's even at the center of the Lord's Prayer. So we know what to do. I think every Christian, myself, I mean, we would all say, yes, God wants us, actually commands us to forgive wrongdoing. Forgive the person who wrongs us, but we don't know how so often. How do we do that? You know, we find ourselves in the fog and mental pain of having just been hurt, and we just don't know what to do. We don't have tools. We don't have resources at our fingertips because we don't know how to do it. So in this workshop, how do we avoid holding on to anger all day long, as the scripture says? So in this workshop, we're going to learn research-based practices about that, about the how we do that, and then also how to become more forgiving Christians in general. So that's how I would describe this.
Yeah, that's huge stuff. And this is going to be offered during Lent. And as you're talking, Lou, and that's beautiful what you said, it occurs to me, I know what people can give up for Lent this year. How about give up bitterness and resentment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Well put.
And what would you add to what Lou said?
Well, you know, we've been doing this for about 2 decades, involved with forgiveness research and doing forgiveness presentations for students, for people in the community, for nurses. And the feedback that we've gotten has been so wonderful. We recently did 4 different semesters in the honors department at the university, and the students, we exposed them to Christian forgiveness interventions as well as secular forgiveness interventions and all sorts of research. And they said at the end of those, this has been life-changing. Everyone needs to take this course. I'm not going to be the same anymore. And we worked with them in their partners, in small groups, in journaling, in all sorts of activities that are research-based to help them really deeply go on a forgiveness journey. And that's what we want to offer to the community, to the Christian community. And we're offering it at our church, but it's not just for any denomination in particular. In fact, in the past, we've had people who were not Christians come and, apply the principles to their lives, and some of them became more open to the church.
Lou and Ann Racine closing out our third and final segment of this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week here on WWIB and WOGO. If you'd like to take part in their free forgiveness workshop over 6 different evenings from 6 to 7:30 starting February 25th, March 4th, and then March 11th, 25th, April 8th, and 15th in the Oak Room in the lower level of Immaculate Conception Elementary School on Sherwin Avenue in Eau Claire, just let me know here at the station and I'll pass on your interest to them. That's the easiest way to do it. Easy to get a hold of me, mark@wib.com, or leave us a message at 715-723-1037. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. The preceding has been a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. Good night.